So I'm in the third year of medical school. So we just started our rotations. So we do kind of like 6 weeks or so in different fields, basically. And it's been totally wild and disconcerting and humbling and frustrating, among many other emotions that I've been feeling. So you're there like to help, but also to learn and to like view and like synthesize. It's a really weird role because on one hand, the small part is that I really realize like how little I know. We just came off taking this big part of our boards. It's like I should be full of information. Like the other day, we had this most amazing teaching session with this like famed teacher at Elmhurst, where I'm at right now, the hospital, and she was just going over abdominal pain in children, which is a very common complaint. Like the differential she created was so broad, and then she slowly like marched through why some things didn't work, because this is a presentation of this and it usually affects younger, but it could affect older, so we should keep it on the back burner. If it was this, what would we see? How many of those do we actually see in this patient? Therefore, this falls on the bottom half. Then we went through the next one. We marched through the next option. It's like, all right, this could be common. Unusually in children, this can present as abdominal pain, but not always. We should keep it on the look. We should look for it on our physical findings. She just like marched through so many options. I was like honestly blown away by this woman's intelligence and ability to like synthesize so many options and then look for each of those options in the physical exam and in the history and then like create the most likely list. So I was like, wow, I don't know anything. I've learned some anatomy and some pathophysiology, but like this is like I cannot do this yet, and I'm so far from this. And if someone came to me with abdominal pain, I wouldn't know what to do. So I was like very much in awe of her, and I felt like I was writing these notes and all these notes down. And I was like, this woman knows what medicine is. I'm going to learn from this woman. She understands, and I feel humbled by like her experience and knowledge. Then also, like for most of the day, we're surrounded by a lot of doctors who are learning like us. They're either like first years out or second years out. They have their MD, but they're interns, which is your first year of medical after medical school, or they're residents, and they're slowly working up their own chain. And medicine is like frustratingly full of hierarchy. So like the intern reports to the chief resident reports to the attending. Everyone comes in and sees the patient again. This one poor boy's, poor boy got they ripped off his diaper and checked his back like four different times because I looked, the intern looked, the resident looked, the attending looked, but not all together, separate times each time. And, sitting around people who I feel like don't use an interpreter when they should, or her staring into their computer when the mom's trying to tell them that the uncle died and the girl's been crying. Or just like all of these moments that I feel like are really unfortunate and like not bad medicine, but like not great medicine. And all these like idealistic hopes I had about, what it would be like to finally work with patients. I'm like, wow, this is often like a grind, and people are just trying to get the next person out. That way they can get the next person in after that. And I guess to like, I guess I was thinking like, even though I don't have the knowledge, like I am small in my management skills and like diagnostic skills, like I also feel sometimes like the smartest person in the room on occasion, obviously not all the time, in fact incredibly rarely, but like there'll be moments where I just want to say like turn around and like stop typing on the computer, I really want you to turn around, like this, they're trying to tell you something. And maybe it's because when you hear that thing a bunch, like I have no idea the pressures of being a resident, so it's also hard for me to judge, so I will say that. But I feel like I see something happen, and I, in my mind, I'm like, this is awkward, and I feel like it's only being made more awkward by like how it's being handled. Or, the example I gave, like with a woman who was trying to tell the doctor that her brother had died, the girl's uncle had died, and what should I do? The girl's crying a lot and like acting out. The girl was like 9. And the person told her, I'm sorry, and maybe talk about happy things, and then turned back around to the computer. I was like, oh my God. I don't know how to talk about like death very well, but it seems like that isn't it to me, is to say that quickly, to say it that quickly, I guess. And I know like it was a very busy day. Like at the same time, it's like, I can't imagine, you know, like how long can you go down that rabbit hole of like mourning and sadness with this? Obviously this meeting isn't going to adequately like discuss the mourning of this family, but it has to at least somewhat address it. And I didn't feel like it was really addressed at all. So I most of the time I have no idea what's going on. I'm like the bottomest of rungs, which is made clear all day long that I'm on the bottomest of rungs. And yet at the same time, people see my stethoscope and white coat and call me doctor. And at the same time, sometimes I feel like, you know, with my fresh eyes coming out of medical school, you know, coming out of like the classes of medical school, I'm like, what's going on? Is everyone else crazy? What's happening here? I don't know what's happening. Like, how can I use these and like hold them in my heart and make like my own practice better for these weird moments too? I feel like so many people I see around me are already, like, I don't know, I know we all use the word burnout. I think you just see so many people, like, in pain and suffering, that part of you, and this is sort of like a common discussion of doctors, like, how do you hold on? So when someone tells you, and the whole room starts crying except the doctor, that your uncle died, how do you hold on to, like, that experience? And, like, how impactful it is for them, but also know that you've, you know, run into like a lot of suffering, and this is one of the many suffering people you've seen. I don't know. Actually, that worries me a lot. I don't know how you do it. I guess just if anything, take some moments for you and them. And at least give it some time. Take some of your time. I guess all suffering, depending on whether you've seen it a bunch or you're bored by it, or to you it's not new, try to remember that it's new for them, that it's at least worth some of your time and focus, even if you don't react to it the same way you used to. I don't know, actually that part really terrifies me, especially having just seen the doctors I've seen so far. I think they see a ton of it, and it's really hard to, like, to me, I'm, you know, still seeing it for the first time. I'm so much closer to the patient experience, because every time I'm like, this is the first miscarriage I've ever seen. This is the first, stillbirth I've ever seen. Like, I haven't seen a bunch of those. So I feel like I'm reacting closer to how the patient would react. So, like, this is important. This is big. But then when the doctors have seen it so much, I feel, I am sometimes struck by how their reaction is, and feel like the interaction of patient doctor is worsened by it. Although, it doesn't necessarily always have to be, and that's not true for everyone I've seen, but I've been surprised, and maybe that's just a reality of seeing something a bunch of times. But I worry about how you can endure that reality and yet still like be close to the patient encounter in some way, nonetheless. I think the hardest part for me has been knowing what role I'm in. Also, just on like a day-to-day, like I am so unknowledgeable in every single thing, and then every 6 weeks we switch, and I'm so unknowledgeable in like another thing that like I constantly am like utterly confused by the smallest of like thing. It's like, where are the tongue depressors? It's like, well, God, just, damn it. I knew that 5 weeks ago, but now I'm in a new place, and I don't know where the tongue depressors are anymore. And I feel like doctors and medical students are supposed to, we are knowers, right? You come to us, one of which I'm not yet. You come to us so that a knower will tell you what they know about what you don't know. And I just don't know. I just am so unhelpful in all regards, whether it's like big or small. But I think it's been hard to just like feel so useless every day. That has been some of the biggest parts. I would say feel so useless, meet myself constantly in my own little world of like this medical hierarchy. And then also I think some of my ideals that I came in with on my first 2 years, you know, we were in the classroom and we would talk about the art and science of medicine abstractly. And then to see the reality of medicine, I think is like was like a little bit of a punch in the stomach sometimes too. I've seen myself like come with like a few more competencies. Like every day I'm like, oh, I've seen that before. Like I know what they're talking about. So like seeing myself grow a little bit. Also I feel like I have been like let in, like they have let a voyeur in to witness some of the most like intimate things that will ever happen. Like I've been at a bunch of births and I've seen a bunch of C-sections. And I saw a woman had something terrible go on in her pregnancy and they had to take the baby out and the baby didn't make it. It's like, I saw that, which was really hard for everyone. Or, you know, I like saw this virus be diagnosed. Every moment I've had, like I won't always get to be scrubbed in for surgeries for the rest of my life because I might not really choose to do that. But I'm like experiencing that now. It's like sometimes I'm shocked they let me be there because it's like this might be the only time I ever witnessed this in my entire life. And here I am seeing this baby pushed out of a stomach with a cut open in it and then scrubbed dry and then handed to the dad. I mean, it's just like, you just don't get to be on that side of that ever. Maybe I'll maybe never see that again, or maybe I will. Who knows? But the broad strokes of experiences we get to see and like be a part of these little moments. It's like it can be pretty interesting. People I've met and like the moments I've gotten to like be a part of in my small medical student way. I was talking with some friends last night and we were talking about caring. And one of the residents, some of my friends were just ending one of their rotations, and one of their residents was like to them, you were great, but you cared too much. I thought it was the most like fascinating, that was like the goodbye speech, right? Like, wow. It's almost too cliche to be true, right? Hopefully you'll always get that feedback for the rest of your life.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.